Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with head coach Sean McGinnis. It's the 2018 Molar Lacrosse Podcast number 5. Coach, we're sponsored by Accurate Masonry. Contact Accurate Masonry at 513-769-3300. How are we doing?
Doing well. It's a nice spring day out here, and it's finally warm. And
we're right into May almost, so we should have this better weather, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a great day of practice and a great week of games for us.
Hey, before we get into the games that have been played prior to our last podcast, what's going on at practice today? Let's talk about it to the fans. Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, definitely. We had a weekend off. Guys had prom and such on Friday, so we gave them the weekend off to enjoy that time and just recover from the games last week.
Through it unscathed?
I believe so. I think everyone had an enjoyable time and were gentlemen to their dates and represented Molar High School in a very classy way on Friday. So we're ready to go. The guys are ready to get back at it. Coaches are especially ready to get back at it. And now it's time to focus in on the things that we talk about at the beginning of the year. It's time to focus on finishing strong these last couple weeks and start really looking towards the playoffs and the ultimate goal of going back to state title.
So would you be communicating any new goals or reiterating goals this week in practice?
Yeah, definitely going to reiterate that our mission this year was to become elite. And in becoming elite, you have to be the best version of yourself.
Sure.
Every day. And to become elite or be in that elite group of high school lacrosse programs in the state of Ohio, and we definitely want to cement ourselves with the Arlingtons and the Thomases, Thomas Worthington and St. Ignatius and St. X. And so for us to get elite, we need to get back to the state title again. And with that, we're going to establish a few short-term goals over the next couple weeks. We want to win out the rest of the regular season.
Okay.
We want to go up to Upper Arlington and beat Upper Arlington at their place. That's a big goal for us. And then go 6-0 in the playoffs.
Sounds like some fantastic goals, Coach. Let's now hit the rewind button. Go back to Wednesday, April 18th. We traveled to St. Xavier Balaban Stadium. Exciting game, lots of scoring. The Crusaders fell short, 14-10. Back and forth there for a while. You had the lead, and it was an exciting game. If you paid admission to get into that game, you got your money's worth.
No doubt. And we started out great, going, I think it was 6-3 at the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
Down 2 at half. We're playing well offensively. We're rushing it. You start to get down a little bit, and we start rushing it a little bit, making forced turnovers. Defensively, we got a little tight when they started to come back.
Right.
We get into halftime. We talk to them that everything's right there. This is how we have to adjust. This is how we have to play. They're two attackmen coming out of into the third and fourth quarter. This is how we have to make adjustments on the faceoff and at our wings third and fourth quarter. We just kind of came out a little tight there in the third quarter. Ball didn't really bounce our way like we needed to and get lengthy possessions. We made some critical forces offensively in the third. But then we rallied back in the fourth quarter. And I have to, hats off to our guys because they really don't have that quit attitude. They are going to keep playing as hard as they can for 48 minutes. We just keep trying to tell them, you got to play a complete 48 minutes,
right?
Mistake-free, you got to be able to own every possession offensively, defensively. We got to minimize the turnovers and mistakes, and that can be a complete game for us. And so we still got that out there in these last couple games.
We certainly saw that down at Montgomery Bell, because the momentum, they jumped out on you, and the kids didn't quit, came back and really made it a game. So it's nice that this has been a trait of this year's team, is they're gonna play all the way through to the end of the game. You just need them to play all of those minutes.
Yeah, we need them to be consistent for all 48 minutes, offensively, defensively, in our rides and clears, you know, at the faceoff X. You know, that's what we're really shooting for this week, is to just have you know, a complete 48-minute game on every side of the ball. And yeah, going back to Montgomery Bell, and they didn't quit.
Right.
They haven't quit yet. You know, they just kind of stumble a little bit. They get a little frustrated. They get a little nervous. They get a little anxious. And so that's what we just kind of been working out, is for them to trust the process, to trust the way they've been coached, to trust the X's and O's or the schemes we set up in game,
sure,
or in game adjustments, and then just go out and execute.
Just go play.
Yeah, just go play.
So 14-10, St. Xavier prevails. So the Crusaders go 7-3. Then we got another big one, traveling up 71 to Worthington Kilbourne, who has been, over the last 10 years, Moeller Crusader lacrosse nemesis. We were victorious last year. It was fun seeing field turf.
Yeah.
Up there. They said it was 2 years old, but they were here last year, so I didn't get to see it. But, wow, another back-and-forth game. 11-8, we're victorious. Wow, that was a wild game, Coach.
It was wild. It was, you know, pretty intense on their sideline, and something, you know, trying to, you know, tell our guys is calm is contagious. Yep. You know, the more calm we are, and the more confident we'll be, and, you know, we'll silence the critics and silence the noise on the other side of the box, the other side of the substitution box, and, you know, let the other, you know, team or coaches get, you know, loud and crazy if there's a bad call or whatnot. And they kind of did that. You know, yeah. I mean,
there
I know
was
from
definitely some of that.
Well, I know from experience being on that staff a long time ago that, you know, they take a lot of pride in lacrosse at that school and, you know, playing in that stadium. And they expect to come out and win every game at that stadium. So, you know, to walk in there and then start, you know, we started off the first quarter and it was 5-0. And they were shocked a little bit. They had to go into a zone pretty much the rest of the game. And that's great for us because we need some experience playing against the zone in games and not just in practice. So we had a great opportunity to do that and converted some goals against their zone. You know, and at the end of the day, it's always great to go up to Columbus and beat a team like Worthington Kilbourne because it helps us in so many different ways. You know, we get more confident playing against great teams and winning against great teams. It helped us for the Midwest tournament.
Sure.
You know, it helps us overall seeding for the Ohio tournament.
Right.
So
once you get out of Cincinnati, you got to get on a bus and think about how we played against Father Ryan. That first half of Father Ryan,
yeah,
we had bus legs. Granted, it was twice as long of a trip, but still, you know, you had to travel. And, you know, we traveled 2 hours north to Kilbourne on last Saturday, and the kids came out, and they were ready to go.
Yeah, and I think for us, you know, looking back at that game, you know, again, it's an execution thing. We knew what was coming. We knew how to stop them. We just have to execute it the way we've been coaching you, you know, before the game, you know, the practices before the game.
Sure.
You know, and then, you know, we talked to our offense, and, like, you had a great offensive day. But if we didn't rush and didn't force some things and cause turnovers, it's not 11-8, and we're kind of, you know, burning 2 minutes of time at the end of the fourth quarter. It's 15-8,
sure,
you know, or it's 15-5. You know, so it's, again, it's a great opportunity for us to go up there and get a win, but most of all, go up there and just learn more about ourselves.
Yep. So 8-3 on the season. Before we talk about the Mason, this is Rob Ebel and head coach Sean McGinnis. We're here for the Moeller Lacrosse Podcast number 5, sponsored by Accurate Masonry. And I loved it before when you talked about cementing. I almost talked about
a little plug there.
Yes, Accurate Masonry. They would be quite pleased with that cementing comment. Traveled up to Mason. This has been a great rivalry for Moeller Lacrosse for many, many years. Coach Paul's getting them back on track. Back and forth, I was a little worried, but we prevailed 8-5, and it's always fun to go up there.
Yeah, it is, and you know that they're going to give you their best game no matter what.
No question.
And they got some players. They got some kids that can play, you know, pretty well, and I'll tell you, that was just a good team win for us. It was going against a good team that was disciplined defensively. They slid early, which disrupts our offense a little bit. So you just have to kind of trust yourself that, you know, with the pressure coming out from the crease and getting slid to very early, you're going to have to move that ball a little faster. You're going to have to make decisions a little quicker. And just trust your instinct that, you know, I'm going to move the ball forward and then we're going to attack the backside. Or, you know, I'm going to throw back and we're going to throw it again and hit the guy on the backside that's wide open. It's, again, another great win. We learned a little bit more about ourselves.
Over a tough opponent.
Yeah, and a tough opponent. And I think for us, that game really kind of helped us mentally, you know, to where we had just had to kind of stay into a game that you got to fight all 48 minutes. You know, it's up and down the field. There's hitting involved.
Fans are involved.
Yep. Refs get a little involved.
Yep.
And, you know, it is. I mean, I kind of, you know, throughout the game kind of felt like, you know, it's a little bit of a grudge match. It's a little bit of a, you know, kind of like a, you know, a boxing match where you're just sparring, you know, hitting each other, and eventually, you know, the one, you know, you land a couple combinations there towards, you know, one round, and you can take the game over. And,
yes.
And we did that. And, you know, when we finally kind of moved the ball on them a little quicker, we did some things in our riding game that disrupted their clearing game and allowed us to get possessions back. So, you know, our minor adjustments at halftime helped us, you know, kind of get the momentum going in the second half and get the win. And the nice thing is again, the adversity of being down 4-1. It's a lot easy, you know, to go in and play games when, you know, you're up, you know, 10-1 or 6-4 at halftime. You know, we've had to battle back now a couple times at halftime, whether we're up 1, down 2, or more. And so this was a great opportunity for us to be down at halftime and come back and win.
I think it demonstrates that your kids are coachable, that they're absorbing what you guys are advising and executing in the second half, and you're seeing that separation.
Yeah, and what we're starting to see now is that, you know, the seniors and, you know, it's becoming kind of like a player-led kind of program. You know, the players are starting to talk a little bit more. They're starting to say, okay, look, you know, my guy's doing this, so I need you, you know, if I'm coming up and I need you to set a pick here, or, you know, defensively there's more communication. So we're coming together at the right time.
Strong senior class will do that for you.
Yeah, and, you know, we're doing things the right way. We're getting a little bit more connected as a group. And that's the stuff you need to make a good playoff run.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about the week ahead for the Crusaders. And I'll throw in another exciting moment for Moeller High School alumni. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Rob Ebel and Sean McGinnis. We'll be right back. Accurate Masonry has over a decade of specialized experience with commercial masonry services. Just as important as our skills and professional focus is our dedication to customer service and satisfaction. Call our Cincinnati location today at 513-769-3300. That's 513-769-3300. Or visit our website at accuratemasonryllc.com to discuss your next project. Accurate Masonry, we're here to help. ESP Media has been producing and operating websites, mobile apps, game films, broadcast, and social media content since 2010. We have entered into an exciting partnership with Sidearm Sports, the number one provider of collegiate athletic websites in the world. If you're reevaluating your athletic website's overall look and day-to-day operation, ESP Media can assist you. Reach us today at 513-655-4966 or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. Join ESP Media and Sidearm Sports to be the leader. Welcome back into the studios of ESP Media. I'm Rob Ebel with head coach Sean McGinnis. We're here for the 2018 Moeller Lacrosse Podcast number 5, sponsored by Accurate Masonry. Contact Accurate Masonry at 513-769-3300. Coach, before we talk about the week ahead of Moeller Lacrosse, I'd love to talk about Sam Hubbard and the great news for a Moeller alumnus, a Buckeye, and just a great, he's not a young man anymore, but he's just a great person. I know the family personally, and I just couldn't be happier for Sam Hubbard.
I just think it's great for the high school. You know, anytime an alumni can achieve such greatness like that, you know, he was a two-time state champion of football, and he was an All-American in lacrosse, All-Stater in football, goes to Ohio State and does
national
so well.
Championship.
You know, like I said, it's just really great to see someone like that represent Moeller High School in such such a high level. And there's so many other alumni that are doing that out there right now. I mean, you get to see some emails from time to time, you know, that I think a professor or someone from UC is sending, you know, something to Marshall and saying, you know, we're just so happy that, you know, we can see the men of Moeller down on, you know, UC contributing and doing so well, you know, academically. So it was great for Sam. I think it's great to see that, you know, two sport athletes are getting more popular again, you know, to where the specialization of sports is starting to kind of, you know, come into question. You know, should I specialize in one sport or should I just play, you know, a couple sports, you know, in high school and make myself more athletic? More marketable.
That's
all it is. So we're really happy. I'm really happy for Sam.
I wish you could have had a chance to coach him.
Trust me, so do I. That first year would have gone a lot easier.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough that we got hired to do his highlights. And I don't know that I've seen someone run the field on the lacrosse field like Sam. Jack Stahancic, he runs the field pretty nice.
He does pretty well. Yeah. You know, again,
he's the closest since Sam.
Another football lacrosse player. So, and we've got many young football lacrosse players now. And, you know, talking to Coach Rosfeld, and we believe highly that kids should be playing more than just one sport in high school.
Compete. Yep. So congratulations to Sam Hubbard. You know, he can rule this town. You know, if things go well and he stays healthy, and I know he'll stay. I'm happy for the family. His grandparents are friends of mine.
Yeah.
And it's just a great story that can be very special for Moeller, for Sam, for the Bengals. And they need some good publicity.
Yeah, it's a neat thing when you can you know, basically be very successful like that in a big town like this. And you know, Friday night we actually have our 30th anniversary lacrosse game, celebrating 30 years of Moeller lacrosse. So you know, we're hoping Sam and a lot of other alumni show up on Friday night.
Yeah, it's great. Hopefully they hear this. So let's talk about the week ahead for the Crusaders at Loveland. The Tigers, over the last couple of years, have had our number, and you know, I think we got back on the winning side of that last year. But Loveland's been a nemesis here the last few years. Good program, so we got to be ready to go, Coach.
Well, we lost that one last year. That was that week last year where we go in and we, you know, we're beating Loveland, and then you know, we lose kind of towards the end of the game there last year. But they've had our number for some reason. You know, again, I think it's just one of those things that everyone wants to beat Moeller, and everyone plays you to their highest abilities, and our guys are certainly understanding that this year, and you know, we're going to go up to Loveland, and I think we're going to play a pretty good game against them. We have, I think we have more of more talent on the field, and I think we have kind of the pieces offensively that will give them a little bit of trouble.
Yes.
I think defensively, you know, we're going to take away their best offensive powers in Adam Beasley and Adam Clark. So, I think that, you know, we're going to go up there this year and it's going to be a little different.
Sounds good. Let's see. So that is Wednesday at Loveland. So if anybody's looking for something to do Wednesday evening, head over to Loveland High School. I know Coach Kramer, since that's in his backyard, he always moseys over for that game.
Yeah, he tends to go to that game.
And then big night for Moeller Lacrosse on Friday at Lachlan Stadium. The always tough Marymount Warriors are coming over. But bigger than the opponent, it's, as you mentioned previously, it's the 30th anniversary celebration of Moeller Lacrosse. So it's a big day, a lot of history. And I know you're welcoming all former Moeller Lacrosse players to come out and celebrate.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff on social media advertising that. And just not necessarily advertising, just honoring lot of the past players and people of the program. We started off honoring Father Tedesco and Tom Kennedy, who started the program. And just think, you know, these guys that have played and who built the Moeller legacy, Moeller lacrosse legacy. You know, we just want to, you know, kind of pay tribute to them and thank them for all the things they've done over the years. A lot of guys came back and coached at Moeller or you know, helping out with Junior Crusaders, A lot of guys that played at Moeller went on and have started or been a part of other high school programs locally. So, you know, Moeller lacrosse in general has done a lot of good things for Southern Ohio or Cincinnati lacrosse. And, you know, we just want to recognize, you know, everyone that's been a part of it over the last 30 years. We have a tailgate planned beforehand. It starts
that's
around
at 5?
5 o'clock, yep. I believe, right up to game time. And then we'll probably do some stuff at halftime honoring all the alumni that show up.
Perfect. We will be video broadcasting the game Friday night from Lachlan Stadium. You can go to letsgobigmo.com. If you're from out of town and can't make it to the celebration, you can watch all the action live. And
and Joe Lever is going to be on that game, right?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So it's a great alumni to give you a lot of history and a lot of stories over the broadcast.
And then to wrap up another tough week of competition, all three Crusader teams travel up 71 to face the Upper Arlington Golden Bears, 3, 5, and 7.
Yep.
Frosh JV varsity. So a big day of lacrosse, a great barometer for the program. You know, they're always setting the bar. It seems to me, in my 8 years being associated with this, Upper Arlington is the gold standard.
They're the golden standard.
Yeah,
the golden
are.
Bears. But
the golden,
you know,
Bears are the gold standard of Ohio lacrosse.
And you know, you have to go play if you want to be at elite level, and you want to be tested before any playoff or any tournament game. You know, you got to go up and play Upper Arlington. And we had great success last year playing them twice and beating them twice. Before then, it's not like we go up there or they come down here and, you know, it's a 16-3 game. And you know, we've gone up and played them very well. We've
yes.
played them very close. I think being down here, our guys know about Upper Arlington. They know about the tradition. But it's not one of those things that when the Golden Bears show up, that our guys start to get a little tight, or they come out of the locker room at the Marv, their field, and they get a little tight. I can tell you, being on the other side in Central Ohio, I think sometimes other teams feel that way.
Yes.
Other Central Ohio teams feel
get
that
tentative.
Way because it's always there. I mean, it's always a presence. In Central Ohio, Upper Arlington lacrosse. So I think for our guys, that doesn't bother them. I think they know that they belong on the same field as them, and it just really comes down to execution and things of that nature.
The think about the I'll call it the turnaround last year happened that weekend when UA came down.
Yep.
And then I think back to the game, the tournament game at CJ. That was one of my favorite games of the year. It's always great lacrosse. So if you're going to make the trek up, you're going to see great lacrosse.
Yeah, and we feel real good about playing them this year again. I think it's just going to be one of those games where it's going to be up and down the field. There's going to be great offense and great defensive plays, and it's just going to come down to a complete 48 minutes on our side.
We will be audio broadcasting from Upper Arlington on Saturday. Greg Waddell will be bringing you all the live play-by-play from the second floor of the two-floor press box there at Upper Arlington. So, Coach, best of luck. A challenging week, but it's that time of year. We're almost in May, and it's almost tournament time, and it's nice how this schedule is ramped up. And, tough week, three tough opponents, and let's meet again and talk about where we are.
Yeah, sounds good. We just look at this as a great pretest and getting us ready for a nice postseason run.
Best of luck this week, Coach, and we'll touch base for podcast number 6.
Thank you.
Thanks. Accurate Masonry has over a decade of specialized experience with commercial masonry services. Just as important as our skills and professional focus is our dedication to customer service and satisfaction. Call our Cincinnati location today at 513-769-3300. That's 513-769-3300. Or visit our website at AccurateMasonryLLC.com to discuss your next project. Accurate Masonry, we're here to help. ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof.
Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it.